Mr. Mugabe made his announcement in the Lupani area in northwestern Zimbabwe, in what is now an opposition stronghold. It was around Lupani that some of the worst excesses of Mr. Mugabe's army took place in the early 1980s, when thousands of opposition supporters were killed by the North Korean-trained 5th Brigade. Mr. Mugabe, now 84 years old, is on the campaign trail to be re-elected for another five-year term. He has ruled Zimbabwe since independence 28 years ago. All teachers and most state medical staff are on strike throughout Zimbabwe over poor pay. The salaries of civil servants have been eaten away by more than 100,000% inflation. At a rally Tuesday, Mr. Mugabe said he had signed an order for large increases for all civil servants. He did not disclose what the increases were. He criticized teachers who were on strike, saying their action was undignified. Teachers earn the same as the lowest paid soldiers in the Zimbabwe National Army. When the army was given its pay rise last month, salaries for the lowest paid soldiers went from 300 million Zimbabwe dollars to 1.5 billion. But one soldier who spoke on the condition of anonymity said that increase had already been eaten up by inflation and the depreciation of the Zimbabwe dollar. Last week, Mr. Mugabe handed out millions of dollars worth of tractors and other agricultural equipment to rural supporters. Many of those supporters have been given chunks of farmland that used to belong to the white commercial farming sector. Zimbabwe's economy, which depended on agricultural exports, began collapsing as white farmers were kicked off their land in a Mugabe government reform program. Mr. Mugabe also signed a new law, which came into effect this week, that requires black Zimbabweans to own 51% of all foreign-owned and new companies in Zimbabwe. This week, it took at least 25 million Zimbabwe dollars to buy a U.S. dollar on the black market, which is the only place foreign currency is available. Mr. Mugabe blames inflation and the economic crisis on Western countries that he says are determined to bring about regime change in the country. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News.